This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Starlink Shop, dominant. Back in his era, Steve Sparky Fiverr with you. Charlie Hughes on the other side of the glass is Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's live for the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Let's get to our guy, Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty, one of the Hall of Fame voters. He got Leroy Butler into the Hall of Fame. And now the latest Green Bay Packer to get in is Sterling Sharpe. So, Pete, let's first start off with Sterling Sharpe. So you were the one pitching him, I would assume?
No, so he came through
the veterans?
The seniors. For baseball, it's veterans. For pro football, it's called the seniors subcommittee. And, they're seniors candidates. That's anybody who's been out of the league, been retired for more than 25 years. And somebody from that committee gave the presentation, then, you know, being from the market where he played, I was the first commenter, and then there was, you know, and then they kind of opened the discussion after that.
So what was your comment as a commenter?
Basically, you know, the presentation was really good. It was done by Gary Myers, who's out of the New York market.
Yep.
But he's on that subcommittee, and the presentation was great. And basically the gist of it was, you know, for about five seasons, he was the second best receiver in the NFL. It was Jerry Rice and then him. And the numbers, you know, really bore that out. So the argument was really good. I just shared a couple, testimonials from people who worked with, you know, Sharpe. I had the one from Ron Wolf and one from Gil Haskell, who was an assistant coach on Holmgren's staff. But the main presentation was pretty effective by Gary.
Was it close?
I have no idea. They don't tell us the vote outcome. I found out last night, just like everybody else. And we can get into this, but I'm stunned that Holmgren didn't get in. I'm really shocked by that.
Okay, well then, let's talk about that. Who presented Holmgren then?
So he came through the coaches subcommittee, and Mike Sando did that.
Ooh, I like Sando.
Athletic.
Yeah,
he does a great job. And his presentation was outstanding.
I'm going to get Sando on and blame him for not getting Holmgren in. That's what I'm going to do. That's good. Now that I know it was him pitching him. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it was really good. And the discussion afterwards was really positive. Everybody who spoke, and there were, you know, plenty of them, weighed in his favor. Nobody expressed any, doubts about him. You know, not that everybody spoke up. I mean, there's 49 voters, and, you know, I don't know how many commented, maybe 10 or somewhere between 10 and 15, but, no objections were raised. And the vibe of it all was, I was just like, you know, and I went through this with Leroy, you know, that was a four-step process, you know, with Leroy for 4 years. And so I kind of felt like I learned how to read the room. And, I thought I had a good feel for these things. And my feel on this, just the vibe was, Holmgren's going to get in. I feel great about this, but they did change the voting procedures, and the way the changes they made, they ended up dooming Mike Holmgren. And so Mike didn't make it, and I just, I've got some thoughts as to, you know, why the system didn't work for him, but I'm still just, I thought he had, there was, with the way the voting was, there were three seniors players, a coach, and a contributor. Five people total.
Right.
And they were all in a group, and each of us got to vote for three of them. And I thought of the five of those candidates that Holmgren had really clearly in my mind the best case.
And you get 80% have to vote for these, however many of these three, in order to get in.
Right, and we each only get three votes. And it turns out only one of the five, Sharp was the only one of the five who made it. So we do have a meeting coming up that we're going to do online in a couple of weeks, and it's to discuss several matters, but I have to think this will be one of them, because I'm not sure this was the outcome that they were looking for. Where only one of the five makes it. There's a lot we need to talk about, but I'll be really curious to see how that goes. But I would, if I'd only had one vote, I'd have voted for Holmgren.
You would have voted for Holmgren over Sharp. Why?
Yeah. Sharp's short career still, once Boselli got in, and before him, Terrell Davis.
Yep.
Once those two guys got in, then shorter careers, that opened the door for shorter careers. And Sharp was great. I mean, I voted for him. I don't, I'm not saying he doesn't belong to be in the Hall of Fame, but I think Holmgren's case was better for, he was one of the four indispensable people to the turnaround of the Packers franchise, which was, there were questions whether this franchise was going to make it, with free agency and, after 24 years of just horrible football from the late 60s through 91. And I just watching up close, the way he handled Brett Favre, he had a big effect on getting the most out of Favre and, wrangling that guy. He needed somebody to, to rein him in some. And Holmgren had a big enough personality, and Favre had enough respect and even a tad bit of fear for the guy. I think the guy was an outstanding coach, just a huge part of the Packers turnaround. We're still living with the legacy of what Wolf and Holmgren did, with how this franchise is doing. So I just, Sharp's case was good. Holmgren's was great.
And he went to Seattle and took a backup quarterback from where he came from and made him into a Super Bowl quarterback in Hasselbeck. I mean, that to me is what pushes it over the top.
Yeah, me too. I mean, you compare him. So Jimmy Johnson won two Super Bowls in Dallas. That's big, getting two of them. That's a lot. But he goes to Miami, and he's got a Hall of Fame quarterback there. I've got to go back and look. I don't know if he was there, like 4 years or so, 4 or 5 years. Might have been. I think it was 4 or 5. Might have been more. He never even made it back to the championship game, and he's in. Bill Cowher won one Super Bowl, and he's in. I think Holmgren's record is at least, at bare minimum, as good as those guys. And I just thought, he was, and I'm sure I have some bias having seen it up close and all that, obviously, and being from this market. I'm sure I have some bias there. But really, I thought he had the cleanest case of all. There was fewer objections for him than any of the other four candidates that we just talked about, the three players and contributor in him.
He is Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette, covers the Packers, but also has the vote for the Packers in the Hall of Fame voting every year. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Sparky with you. So let's talk about this new Hall of Fame system. We talked about the senior coach and contributor category, but then the modern finalists, that changed too. So now 7 final, and you vote for 5. Before it was 5 of 5, and now 80% vote needed, only 3 made it. Do you think that got all messed up too?
So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm guessing they did it. There's two reasons that they did it like that. One is they don't want this stuff leaking out because they want it to be, when the player gets the knock on his door at his house, they want that to be a surprise, and right. Then they want it to be a surprise and a big reveal on the honor show last night. So they don't want anybody, including the voters, to know who got in because it might leak out. So that's one reason to do it that way, because then, if nothing else, with the old system, you knew with those five guys who made the finals, it was up or down with them. And most of the time, you know, high percentage of the time, all five of those guys get in. So where could have leaked out that way? The other thing is, I think there's, I'm sure the Hall has heard the Deion Sanders argument that too many people are getting in. And so they may have felt some pressure about that maybe, hey, maybe he's right. Maybe too many are getting in. And so this would make it a little tougher and get a little more of the cream of the crop of these candidates. And so if that was part of their thinking, then it worked. I mean, three of them, you know, it's only three got in. Most years it's five of the modern era. So, you know, you can argue about whether that's the right way to go or not. I just, with the coach, contributor, and seniors, it didn't dawn on me till this morning, but so that subcommittee has eight people, each of those subcommittees. And so that there's eight people on that subcommittee for the senior players. Now they go through all that work and they come up with what they consider three really good candidates, people that they believe belong in the Hall of Fame. Well, if you're on that committee, you're going to be strongly inclined to vote for those guys. You only get three votes.
Right.
So you could put, you know, you're probably going to vote for all three of them. At minimum, you're voting for two. And that only leaves you with one or zero votes left for the coach and the contributor. So I think that puts the coach and contributor, you know, that kind of puts those guys behind an eight ball. Just, you know, eight voters, that's a little more than 15% of the committee.
Yeah, that is.
So that makes it tougher for them. And, you know, I don't know if they actually thought through the implications quite that far, and I'm sure this is one of the things that we'll talk about in that meeting that we have in a couple of weeks. But it just, I think that part of the system for sure needs tweaking. The other part, it depends on what their true goal and motivation is for having seven people and only five, seven people as finalists and only five votes for each voter. If they wanted to make it even more discriminated to get in, then it served its purpose. But for that other group of five people, I don't think that worked out the way, I'm guessing that didn't work out the way that they were thinking it would.
We went back and we looked, Pete Doherty, about, a quarterback that's won two Super Bowls and hasn't made it. The only one we could find, we believe, is Jim Plunkett, which tells me that even though Eli has a career 500 record and has a bunch of down seasons, even though he didn't get in yesterday, that he will eventually get in probably.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know if I would place a bet one way or the other. I'm a very much on the Manning skeptic side. I mean, he was very good, but I think there's more than one criteria for getting in, and the only one that he has is the two Super Bowls, and of the three or four others, he doesn't meet them, and so I'm very skeptical that I'll ever be a proponent for him, but. There are people who are really passionate that he does belong in. Let's just say the discussion on that one was spirited and long. And, I'll be curious to see how this goes over the next few years. But you could end up being right and that he'll eventually get in. I'm not positive about that. So I don't trust my judgment on this stuff now after having misjudged Mike Holmgren so badly and what happened there.
He is Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Joining us here, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you here on The Fan. A lot of people want to talk about Luke Kuechly and him not getting in. That was a thought. But I said yesterday that I thought clearly, even though there's not a lot in, that Vinatieri was a lock to get in based on his career numbers. And I remember Jan Stenerud. I was younger, but I remember watching Stenerud kick. He was really good. But outside of him, Vinatieri is by far the best field goal kicker I think I've seen in my lifetime. And I was really surprised that he didn't get in. What's the holdup with him?
It's just a case of
position.
I didn't appreciate this as much, when I first got on the committee. But there's a lot of guys who are Hall of Famers who deserve to be. But because of the way the system was, only five could get in each year. So if there's eight or nine guys amongst the finalists who you think of Hall of Famers, well, there's only five getting in. And then every year you're adding to that pool, with new players. So, to be a first ballot, it's just got to be, you really had to have done something special in my mind and a lot of voters' minds to shoot, past these other guys who you feel pretty good about. If Vinatieri were the equivalent of his career in a different position, he probably would have made it this time. He's going to get in for sure. Kuechly, I bet Kuechly was close. He'll get in. He'll get in for sure. Probably next year even, because he just had an outstanding career too. But it's tough to get guys in the first year of eligibility. It's just, and I think it's gotten tougher the last couple of years with the backlog of. At receivers and at some other positions.
Jared Allen's been on that ballot for a few years now. What was the holdup getting him in, and do you think that was close?
The holdup was probably, he's ranked really high on the all-time sack list. I can't remember exactly where, but it's really high. The holdup is, I guess, was he really, was he Reggie White type dominant? I think that's probably as big as anything. I think it was just, with most of these guys, it takes several years. Look how long, LeRoy was, he didn't even make semifinalists for like the first 9 or 10 years. And then once he made the top 25, it took 4 years to get him in. So these other guys, John Lynch was a finalist, seven or eight times, I think. Baselli, six or seven or eight times. Kramer, how many was he? He was like 10 or 11,
yeah.
I think. So it's just, it's not easy to get in. And I mean, it's a special club. So, it shouldn't be easy to get in. And you don't realize about the backlog and how strong the arguments are, you know, for other guys, you might not until you sit in the room and you hear not only the stats and all that, but you hear the endorsements that they're getting from, you know, people that they competed against and GMs and coaches they competed against.
I got one last one. Darren Woodson. Does he get in at some point here?
I think so. You know, yeah. If I were a betting man, I would bet that he's in the next, 3 to 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah, he deserves to be in my opinion on that one for sure. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette, as always, a pleasure having you on. Follow him at Pete Doherty. Does a great job. Pete, thanks so much, man. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks for having me, Sparky.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.